2 years ago, Israeli air and ground forces were attacking suspected strongholds of the group Hezbollah in southern Lebanon, and Hezbollah was bombarding northern Israel with Katyusha rockets. Both sides claimed victory after a month of fighting. It's debatable whether either side won, but one thing is certain. Hezbollah, funded by Iran, is back at full strength, and some believe a new Iranian-funded highway in southern Lebanon is helping to arm the militants. The World's Aaron Schachter reports.
Iran began paving what had been little more than a dirt track just over a year ago. Signs posted along the new road every few hundred yards announce it's, quote, in the service of the Lebanese people. In fact, drivers here are bombarded by road signs promoting Iran's good works in South Lebanon. 200 infrastructure projects, 108 miles of roads, 25 medical clinics, 75 educational centers, and so on. The road isn't anything special by U.S. standards, but consider what was here before. This is the bone-jarring drive over a part of the road where construction has yet to start. So you can imagine the wide, smooth tarmac of the new road is a welcome relief. But on this glorious summer day, the road is nearly empty. We stop at shops along the road, but no one will talk with us, at least not on the record. One man says bluntly, "Keep me out of it." He says the area is very sensitive, and he doesn't want to jeopardize the roadside business he and his family have just built. As we get set to drive away, he warns Hezbollah may consider us spies and detain us. "If you want my advice," he says, "go back to Beirut." But others aren't quite so fearful about voicing their concerns. Francois El Helou is a doctor in the Christian village of Jazin.
It's front line of Hezbollah and Iran in our region. This, it's in future, be catastrophic. I can show you in the map here.
The new road will mean a quick trip from Helou's village to the Bekaa Valley in the east and to the Mediterranean in the west. That means the road will essentially connect the country's two Shiite strongholds. Wealthy Shiite investors have recently bought up large chunks of land near Jazin to build homes for Shiites. Pointing at the map, Helou says the road will disturb the balance here.
It's not just a road. It's demographic. Okay. Look, Sunni, Christian. Here, Druze. Lebanon, small country. You cannot play with demography. You cannot play with some politic history in land. So you play with the balance of community. It's a big explosion.
Hezbollah officials say the real estate purchases are merely to accommodate the natural growth of Lebanon's Shiite population. Some here, though, think the road is designed to accommodate something else. They suspect it's being used to restock Hezbollah's cache of weapons, depleted during its war with Israel. But other observers are skeptical. Why would a super secretive organization like Hezbollah use a highway to bring in supplies from Syria? The road makes travel easier, but it's also one huge target.
The only thing remarkable about that road is, as far as I know, it's the only road built to specifications, because the Iranians check where their money goes. Come on.
Timur Gukso is a former spokesman for the United Nations force in South Lebanon. He's now a lecturer at American University Beirut.
The problem of weapons coming into Lebanon is not the presence of roads. It's the absence of a border. There are already roads, right? And believe me, after having watched Hezbollah for more than 20 years in South Lebanon, they are not very keen on using superhighways. Believe me that. I know that.
But most people believe Hezbollah is rearming and training in the area. The group argues that its militia is a necessary deterrent to Israel, which occupied South Lebanon in the 80s and 90s. Hezbollah has been tight-lipped about allegations that the road is used to ferry weapons. But while I wasn't stopped on the day I drove south, it's not unusual for foreigners and Lebanese alike to be pulled over by gunmen in the Bekaa Valley and told the road's closed. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter, South Lebanon.